what is an interesting piece. It's a series of Matryoshka dolls. I don't know if you know those. They're wooden dolls that are made in Russia traditionally, that are one small doll sort of fits into the next doll and then it sort of fits into the next one. They open up. And I've got three sets of those, starting from one that's about 30 centimetres high, and then added three different sets, a smaller set and then a really tiny set, so that what happens is they're all positioned in a row from the biggest one, and they go right down to the smallest one. I think it's about a metre long, the actual work. And what I've done is I've painted each doll as if it's wearing a burqa, and so the biggest one is wearing a black burqa, but you can still see the doll's face. And then as the dolls get smaller and smaller and smaller, the burqas sort of morph into a pale blue colour, and the final little tiny doll, which is no more than about 5 millimetres high, is just completely blue with no face. So that's the work, I guess, in a nutshell.
Mm. Now, it was inspired by a story in the Swat Valley, the Swat Valley was once a popular holiday destination in Pakistan. Can you tell me a little bit about the message behind the artwork?
Yeah, it sounds a bit bizarre when I just sort of describe it as Matryoshka dolls painted blue. But basically, I saw an article in the paper last year about the Swat Valley in the northwest of Pakistan. The Taliban had just moved across the border from Afghanistan and taken over the Swat Valley. And they declared Sharia law in that area. And the day that that happened, the women just disappeared off the streets. Sharia law is quite prescriptive about the way women can behave and also what women are expected to wear. And one of the things is that they are supposed to wear full burqas that cover not only their bodies but their faces as well. And the colour of the burqas that they wear in that particular region is often quite a pale blue. The material's dyed with indigo, so it's a very pale blue. So the work, I guess, for me was responding to that article and imagining how it would be, you know, if it happened here, for instance, that women just suddenly were just not visible in society anymore. And so that's why it starts from the biggest doll, still being able to see her face, and then as they get smaller and smaller and smaller, and they get paler and paler and paler, right at the end they've basically just disappeared. So I guess it's responding to that.
And why was this something that particularly inspired you or motivated you to create this work?
I guess just the fact that Sharia law can make this happen, just the threat of not doing that in the Swat Valley would be that, you know, you could get shot. The Taliban are very, very uncompromising in that. And, you know, there have been instances of women actually being shot for not wearing the appropriate clothing. But it just horrified me to think that that could happen. And it made me feel really sad. And I guess I was responding to that.
Now, I know since then Pakistan have fought back against the Taliban and women have returned to work and school, but I've seen reports that they still fear that the Taliban will return. Is it something that you're following closely since you've created the artwork?
Yes, well, I mean, it's an issue. I guess women and the burqa sort of is an issue worldwide, more so even than just in Pakistan. And I do follow that issue throughout the world. I mean, in France, they've just voted to ban women wearing the full facial hijab, it's called, when in public. We've had that debate in New South Wales here in Australia, and also just recently in Western Australia there was the court case where a woman wanted to wear a full hijab to give evidence in court, and the magistrate ruled that she wasn't allowed to. She needed to show her face because the jury needed to be able to see the facial expressions, you know, as she was giving her evidence. So it's an ongoing issue throughout the world at the moment, is the issue of the wearing of the burqa and the hijab. So I do follow it quite closely, yeah.
What do you hope that people or visitors to the gallery take away from SWAT?
Well, I guess initially when you see the piece from a distance, it might be unclear. I mean, I guess you might just think it's about women wearing a burqa, but you're not really sure, you know, what it's trying to say. But the largest figurine actually has a small quote from the newspaper article actually written on it, and it says the date, and it says Swat Valley, Pakistan. You know, Sharia law declared, the women disappeared from the streets, they weren't in the markets, they weren't in the music shops, etc., etc. So as you come closer to the piece, you realise from it, you know, initially thinking it's just about perhaps women wearing the burqa, or, you know, for or against, I don't know, but then it becomes quite clear as you get closer to the work that it is relating specifically to this event in the Swat Valley. So I guess once you've read that little blurb on the piece, then it's a starting point for people to go off and just think about what it means for women to be wearing the burqa.